Hey, Dan.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Oh, good.
Good. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I just wanted to talk to you about your file. For the truck that you or the trailer you're going to be buying, was it going to be 30,000 or 25,000? Do you
I
remember?
told you how it depends. However, it depends how much I'll be approved.
Okay. I can get you up to 30,000. Okay, and I got a really good rate for you. Now, if we go 25,000, it's obviously going to be a little bit cheaper. But the 30,000 on a 5-year term. Do you have a pen and paper with you?
Nah, I'm listening.
Okay. Okay. So if it's 25, it's much better. But the 30,000 is 949 a month for 60 months. Okay, and then for 25,000, it's 791 a month. So I know you're paying $500 right now to rent it. So an extra $291, and you can own it, and you can stop wasting your money on that.
And I say, if I for 25 months or for 25,000, how many months?
That's 60 months.
6 months. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
For how much?
So let's see here. So if you pay 791, 43 times 60, your total payback would be 47,000.
You
So
say 7 and 1?
yeah, 791 times 60 is 47,485. So you're going to be spending a little bit more, obviously, in interest in purchasing it, but at least you're going to own it at the end of the day.
Yeah, that interest. Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah, let me just forget about that for now. Let me, because I still have the trail I'm using for the time being.
Is it
Yeah,
enough?
let me. Yeah, let me see what we can do. Maybe, probably, I might get back to you. Maybe be by the end of the year and tell you how things will be.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep in mind too, if you bring it on before the end of the year, you could take advantage of, writing it off for the business. So keep that in mind too. Take advantage of Section 179. A lot of businesses do that towards the end of the year.
I'll see. I'll talk to you maybe before the end of the year, because to me that's too much.
Is it too much for you? Do you want to see if we can get you some capital instead?
What you mean by capital? Like
So just basically cash, it'd be unsecured cash.
Unsecured cash. How much would be the interest? Because when I was looking at the interest on that trail, the one, whatever amount you're trying to give me, the
For the trailer?
interest so high. Yeah, so I mean, if I take cash, that would be ridiculous then. It'd be so very extra. It would be too much.
Well,
It
let
would
me
be
see. If
very
we
expensive.
did, let's just say I got you on a 25 times 1.25 divided by, let's do 1 year. Could you pay it off in a year, you think?
Oh, the cash?
Yeah.
Like how much would it be? Like
So that I'm just yeah, I'm just throwing a number out there.
if I decide to get cash, I don't want to take more than 15,000, unless I take like 15,000.
Okay,
That's my maximum.
so let's say you took 15,000 and then 1 point, you'd be paying back 19,500. So you're only paying $4,000 basically in interest divided by 12. Your payment would be 1,600 a month, and you got the trailer paid off in a year, and you own it free and clear.
Oh, you mean 16,000?
Yeah, if you borrow 15,000 cash, if we give you 15,000, you pay us $1,600 a month in paying it back, and then you're able to own the trailer free and clear.
Okay, yeah, 1,600 within a year. That would be 19,500.
Yeah. Now, I'm just throwing out numbers here. These aren't like, don't quote me 100%, but I'm just kind of, you know, figuring out possibly a scenario of maybe making that happen for you, getting you approved for some capital.
Yeah, Jeremy, just give me some time, then I still have a number. Let me call you before the end of this week, I'll tell you.
Okay, no worries, Paul. If anything comes up, just give me a ring and let me know.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.